8:16, we are and will always remain advocates for being informed voters at WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio News, and that is part of the reason, of the many reasons, that we're associated with groups like the League of Women Voters, Muncie, Delaware County version. We're dealing with four different leagues for this April 4th forum that we've been talking about. Linda Hansen is in right now from the Muncie, Delaware County League of Women Voters. Always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming in and the good work that you're doing.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we end the segment, I'm going to have you remember or remind several times that web URL, which is a great resource, too, that you told me about last time, to get people to click on and read about and learn about the candidates. In the nearer future, this coming week, as we're sitting here on Friday morning, the 22nd, is Women's Week at Ball State University. I understand the league has a really, really neat event. Why don't we talk about that first?
Oh, we do. We're doing a panel. It's called A Woman's Only Right to Vote.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's March 27th, Wednesday, from 3 to 4:30 in the Ball State Pittenger Student Center Forum Room. And when we're looking at some of the issues clearly tied to Women's Week, the reversal of Roe v. Wade has reminded us that rights can be removed outside of the voting box. And this means that the right to vote is our most significant right, and it protects all of the other rights that we currently enjoy. If we don't vote, we don't have a say in decisions that our legislators are making. But we have to use the right for it to have an impact. We have to let our legislators know what we expect.
Last time you were here, you explained very eloquently, please do this again, the purpose of the league, nonpartisan. I'll let you say
right.
It. Explain what it's all about.
Well, the league is nonpartisan. We began 100 years ago, more, when the suffragists realized they were actually going to get the vote, our one right. And so they decided not only do we have to get people registered, but we have to educate them about what they're voting on, the people, the issues. And so they set about learning themselves what they could tell people. And that history of researching issues and candidates goes back more than 100 years.
Yeah.
Trying to make that information all available to voters.
Candidate forums and sometimes debates, certainly the leagues have done those for 100 years or longer, too.
Yes.
That's a great way voters, for ones that are registered, and we're going to get to that, too, by the way, in just a second, because you got to do that. And there's a deadline. Come on, folks.
There is a deadline.
But to know who you're voting for and why you're voting for that candidate, you can't do that, Linda Hansen, if you don't have the data in your cranium. So that's what those events
are
for.
Exactly. And, this one will be focusing on the right to vote and how to do it, what changes in our legislation exist. Excuse me.
It's okay.
And we're going also to be looking at the ERA, that interest has been revived in ratifying the ERA. All the states that were necessary have signed on. It just hasn't been recorded in the National Register. So trying to get that done finally is one of the issues.
Linda Hansen's our guest, WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, and we are talking about voting and being an informed voter. One of those other events, in addition to the Women's Week event that you were just talking about there, is the candidate forum for the 5th Congressional District that we are working with several leagues on. April 4th, let's talk about that, where's and when's, and
okay.
So on and so forth.
April 4th, Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., it will be in the Anderson High School Auditorium. And if you're going, please go in, park in the north parking lot and go in door number one. Or you can listen live on Wolf Boom Radio.
Mm-hmm.
In Anderson, it's 101.1 FM, 1240 AM. Or say to Alexa, play WHBU.
Uh-huh, you got all this down.
In Muncie, it's 92.5 FM. Or tell Alexa, play WMUN.
Uh-huh, very good.
It will also be live streamed on WXIN Fox and WTTV CBS.
And so that if they can't be there, they can watch it or listen to it.
Absolutely.
Or both in that regard. A lot of the candidates, in fact, almost all of them are confirmed.
Right. There are 11 candidates, 9 Republicans, 2 Democrats. All but one have confirmed that they will be there. We are still trying to work with the 11th one.
Okay.
So if I can say all the candidates
sure,
are participating.
Absolutely, yeah.
If I pronounce them correctly, Raju Sinthala, Max Engling, Mark Hurt, Patrick Malater, Matthew Pfeiffer, Ryan Fenninger, Deborah Pickett, Lonnie Powell, Larry Savage Jr., and Victoria Spartz.
Okay. And so, we are still awaiting response from
Chuck Goodrich.
Okay. And we're efforting. I say
yes, we are.
The league is doing that. If anybody's wondering what the radio station's part in this is, literally just to give a voice to those voices. And in other words, to get that information that the candidates will be talking about that night to people's ears and to get them to be informed voters. We couldn't be more honored to be working on this event with you all. And it's an important, it always is an important election, but this one, especially this particular district,
right,
with as much interest as there is in it, that's why we're kind of focusing on this particular one. Is that right?
Right. And of course, I mean, there are 4 leagues involved, a League of Women Voters of Muncie, Delaware County, League of Women Voters of Anderson, Madison County, League of Women Voters of Hamilton County, and League of Women Voters of Howard County. So that pretty well covers the whole 5th District.
And by the way, listeners, in case you are wondering, it's a valid wonder, too. Why did you choose the venue that you did? It was centrally located to that vast 5th District so that as many people would want to attend would have the shortest drive aggregately to attend in person, if they will.
Absolutely.
The night of the event, we don't want to get into the weeds too deeply, but just kind of generally let people know how that night will go for the candidates' expectations to deliver to the people.
Right. We have a format that we typically use, and Steve, you're going to be the moderator.
I'm the moderator. They couldn't find anybody else. So
not true. We're looking forward to that.
Thank you very much.
But Steve will introduce all the candidates based on a short bio that each of them will have submitted. And then each candidate will have an opportunity to make a brief statement. Then questions will be read that have been submitted by the audience. We probably have a few that we start with just to make sure that we get questions up there in time.
Yep.
But each candidate then will have a minute to respond to each of those questions. And they will go sequentially and we'll alternate who starts. And so there's an effort to talk to voters, mm-hmm, not to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because we want voters to be able to ask their own questions.
Absolutely.
They will be moderated. I mean, we will make sure that, you know, we're double checking to make sure that the questions are relevant to what the candidate will be doing if he or she is elected.
Sure.
No bad language.
Oh,
things like that.
Certainly.
No attacks on other candidates.
As the moderator, I've got to be honest with you. If you hand me a piece of paper for a question from the audience, if there's a curse word in it, I'm reading it. I'm just saying, no.
And we're crossing them out before we give them to you.
I'm totally kidding. It'll be fine. We expect everyone and hope everyone will be respectful and those in the audience and will appreciate the effort that is being put forth. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes efforting that happens to put on this kind of an event.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
This coming Tuesday, by the way, I think, there is a gubernatorial form. You're having a watch party,
party at Ball State, yeah. And the league is one of the co-sponsors for that. But it's really being developed by David Roof and his CREATE program. And I did not bring
for. We actually have that article on MuncieJournal.com,
Good.
One of our web platforms.
Fabulous.
So read all about it.
Yeah.
Mike Rhodes is our editor-in-chief. We had that story on our newscast yesterday.
7 p.m. In the Multicultural Center.
And if you can't physically be there, by the way, and you may not know this, we are carrying that debate
Fabulous.
As well as another effort to get information into people's heads about getting out and voting. Now, last subject here, we just have a minute or so left, so I apologize for that, but register to vote. Don't assume you are okay to go for lunch. Now, if you've been in the same house forever and a day, and you voted at the same polling place forever and a day or whatever, you're probably okay, right?
Yes.
But probably is the key word there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you can go to vote411.org and you can check your registration. You can register. You can apply for an absentee ballot. You can see where your polling place is. You can see who the candidates are on your ballot. And you can read about the candidates, provided the candidates respond to the league's request to upload their information and answer some questions.
Deadline to register to vote is?
April 8th.
Okay, so April the 8th. She's checking to be sure. I believe you're right.
Yeah, it's April 8th,
okay.
Monday,
all right.
April 8th.
April 8th, you've got to do it by then.
And then early voting starts the next day, April 9th, and goes until the noon on May 6th. The day before the
primary election day.
Mm-hmm. And there are Saturday hours, April 27th and May 4th, 8:30 to 4. So if you're in Muncie, that's at the courthouse.
Sure.
And you'll be able to get in and
vote in advance.
In advance. There is a deadline for absentee ballot applications. That is Thursday, April 25th. But if you're going to vote absentee, mm-hmm. you need to get that ballot beforehand and get it in as fast as you can, because they are due in the county clerk's office, or you can deliver them to the polling place.
Sure.
By 6 p.m. on the primary day.
Okay.
On April 7th, or May 7th.
May 7th.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. And if they want any information about the candidates, about polling places, you just said it again, but please repeat it. That web address is a really useful one.
Vote, that's V-O-T-E, vote411.org. And this is sponsored and carried out by the League of Women Voters nationally. So you have candidates from the president all the way down to your local candidates. Many of them will not go live until about the 1st of April, because we're waiting for candidates to get their information up. But you can go on and register and find out where your polling place is, or certainly it was on, so you can do that first. So you can follow through with the information you need as you're getting ready to vote.
Candidates listen to this radio station too. The thought just occurred to me, if they want to submit their information to be on the 411, what is the best way for those candidates to do that?
They need to let me know what their campaign email is or their personal email, mm-hmm. so we can send the invitation, because it contains the links for them to upload their own information. So my it can send it to president@lwvin.org or spokesperson@lwvmdc.org or lhanson43@gmail.com.
Okay, Emily's writing all those down. She's going to make sure those links that you just said, because email addresses are hard to remember,
right?
Those will actually be posted in the comments section of the podcast of our interview when it goes up on our website later today.
Fabulous.
It's all coming together. It's all coming together. A wonderful plan as we ramp up to primary day and then obviously the general election. Linda, always good to see you. Thanks for the great work that you and so many others are doing with the leagues. I say plural because the four that we're working with directly on the 5th District event. And we always are willing and wanting to help you in the efforts that you have for the community.
Well, thank you for your efforts, because it takes all of us to make sure that the information gets out for the voters.
Absolutely. More coming in a moment. I think we might have Mark Forster waiting in the green room. I'm honestly not sure. Next guest and more to come. Your phone is talking to you. I think it's randomly calling. Maybe it's calling a candidate right now. I don't know. Live radio. It's awesome. This is WMUN.